I'm Larry.
I'm Cody.
We are the owners of the Loser Rage Room. Today we're going to be interviewing a therapist that actually has come to use our rage room before. And we're going to just pick her brain about how rage rooms and mental health go together. How she feels like it goes together. You want to add anything?
It's a different side of it. Now it's the more professional side, and we can get tips and tricks that we could put on our website for people to use. Like, this is something that will help if someone's stressed, they went through trauma, and they need someone to talk to. This may be, you know, something like, if it helps one person find something, like, it'll be a good thing. So we're just trying to help and branch out and do more.
Yeah. So we're trying to be a one-stop shop. So when you come to our website, you do the breaking and stuff like that. And if you still feel like you need some help, we want to try to put this therapist on our website, and then she can give other options of how to get that stress out. Okay. But yeah, stay tuned.
All right. So tell us your name and what you do.
Okay. So my name is Sultana Kareem. I am the owner and psychotherapist at Kareem Counseling Services, PLLC. I specialize in treating trauma. So those who as adults experience childhood trauma, domestic and sexual violence, and loss. And I also specialize in perinatal and reproductive mental health. So I see those who are trying to conceive, pregnant, and postpartum, also struggling with transitions in parenting, because sometimes clients will experience like their own stuff that comes up from their childhood at the same time as they become parents and trying to navigate what's happening with me, what's happening, and how do I be the best parent I can be and not be the same like my parents. I also work with in this period who experience any pregnancy loss or infant loss and birth trauma, medical trauma. And sometimes it's a layer of all the things all at once.
Right.
And it's how to help them navigate through how do they be present with them, their body, their mind, and in their relationships with others.
Man, that's dope.
Mm-hmm.
You have any questions?
That seemed like a lot. You take on, so with taking on all that stress, how do you take on that stress plus the one you have in your life? That's a lot to deal with.
Yes. So I try to show up for my clients as I am, but outside of therapy, I also need things to help me cope with not only stressors of what I'm hearing from my clients and experience with them, but also my personal life. So I like to do a lot of different things. I do massages. I have my own therapist. I've been to the rage room multiple times.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes.
So can you explain the concept of mental health and how it relates to stress management?
Yes. So mental health, it includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. So it's what do we think, how do we feel, and how we react. And that interrelates to our stress, because there are things that come up in terms of our thinking or how we're feeling about such situations or the environment that we're in that's impacting those other parts of ourselves.
Okay, for sure.
So they're all interlaced.
Right. Right. And that applies to, it got applied to every single person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every walk of life. Because we see a lot of different walks of life that, you know, the same thing you guys, you said, we've heard these type things in the rage room. We've heard people screaming about these things.
For sure.
For trauma or breakups or deaths and stuff like that.
Wow.
So yeah, that's definitely understand that. What are some of the common misconceptions about anger and how it impacts mental health? Because I know we have all different emotions and anger is one of them.
Yep. I would say the biggest misconception is that anger is bad. People think like anger, if I experience any manifestation of anger, I'm a bad person or something's wrong with me. When actually anger, just like you mentioned, is like, it's a feeling just like all of our other feelings.
Right. Yes.
Sometimes it may show up very big and explosive. Right. Other times it's internally, you're blaming yourself. You're putting yourself down. You're getting angry at yourself for doing whatever you did in those circumstances.
Right.
And it's that piece. And that impacts our mental health, because in some ways when we reject or say that anger is bad, rejecting part of ourselves instead of embracing like Yeah, I get angry. Yeah. These are certain things that trigger me to elicit that emotional response.
Right.
It doesn't mean it's a bad thing.
Right. Yeah, it's not. It's a feeling. It's communicating.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just one way of doing that. So
for sure.
Mm-hmm. I love it. How can engaging in physical activities or outlets like rage rooms positively impact your mental health?
So I say physical activity can be helpful with moving our bodies, because sometimes we hold our emotions in our bodies. We hold the trauma in our bodies. And sometimes that movement of any type of movement or physical activity can help release that out of our bodies. And it's more of a constructive way of releasing versus kind of being very destructive. And I would say like the rage room is like a contained destructive way to release those emotions in a different way. So instead of hurting other people, you're just doing something in a different way. Yeah.
That's what we're trying. Like I said, that's what we're trying to do here to get to people. Like, this is your safe place to get it out. You don't catch a charge. You don't get in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't say something or do something you're going to regret in the long run.
And it's socially acceptable too, because like you're going to a rage room, you know you're going to like release.
Right.
Exactly.
Sometimes it can be shame associated with like, if I just go in my car and yell, what are people going to see me yelling? And what are they going to think about me?
Right, right.
Go to rage room, they were like, oh yeah, have fun.
They promote that. And you said you come to our rage room before?
Yes.
Yeah. So, we met. Yeah. Yes, we have.
So how did you feel how did that help you out?
For me, I had a lot of compounding stress, and it just helped me release. Like, I was angry about my spouse deploying, and I was like, I need to get it out somewhere.
Understandable. Yeah.
Like, I could talk to my therapist about it, but sometimes I need, like, to move my body in a way to get to have that release.
Of course. Mm-hmm. What, outside of, like, rage rooms work for you, outside of that, what other kind of things that you could share that some people would do and say, like, all right, rage room isn't for me, what other... What other couple things, places I can go that you've seen work for some of your clients?
So I encourage my clients to do some type of physical activity, and that could be a range of things depending on what comes up for them.
Right.
Some people, that physical activity is yoga, and I'm like, okay, cool. Let's do some yoga. Or sometimes it's just as simple as just walking, stretching your body. Maybe joining a fitness class can be helpful to really.
Right.
Or maybe getting a massage, because sometimes when you get a massage, the massage therapists are releasing the toxins in your body through that massage. Or chiropractic care.
Right.
Because that's about, like, a lot of people don't think of, like, chiropractic care actually helps you release the toxins in your body and help you align your body.
Right.
Which can promote, like, better sleep. And all these different components.
I like that.
All the movement. So basically trying to get your body moving, because you're all that stress is just pent up, whether it's rage room, whether it's, you said, walking and massage, stuff like that, just to get that blood flowing.
Just get it out. Yeah. And some people, it may be also helpful to talk through, like, what's going on, what happened in the situation. And get some validation of their own feelings, because maybe they didn't feel validated in the situation that caused them to feel that anger.
Right.
And ways to kind of regulate their nervous system. I talk a lot about how to regulate our nervous system. It doesn't alleviate the emotions or the thoughts or feelings, but it brings you back to the present moment.
Right.
That makes sense. We've had a lot of people that come here really tense, but when they leave out of here, they just look like,
it's a relief. It's
very relieving. Like, they're like, I feel a lot better.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to propose. Like, whether you come in here and getting some stress out or you're just having fun, if the stress part is getting out, that's what we want. The whole thing is you to have a safe place for you to get out that emotion.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
When you came, when you do a rage room, when you came here, what kind of things do you like to bring?
So I have my music. It gets me in the mood of like, okay, this is what I'm doing. This is my focus. And I just bring in whatever comes, like whatever is distressing for me in that time period is what I bring with me and remind myself, okay, like I'm going to work through this during this 20 minutes that I have in the rage room.
Right.
Nice. I put on my music that I need to kind of give me that motivation. It? Like, oh yes, hype me up a little bit.
Got to have a soundtrack to it.
Exactly. Right. Yes.
Like printers or the glass.
I like breaking the glass. And I think one time I had a printer. Oh, and yeah, and I think another time I had like a file cabinet, so I was breaking that.
Oh, nice,
yeah. And I'm like, why is it not breaking? Use a different tool.
Try to give you stuff that you got to work on. You know, you break it in 2 seconds. But people love the glass. Glass is our fan favorite of all because that instant gratification. Plus, you know, when you break a glass in general, you're like, ah, dang. But breaking the glass, you're like, thank you.
Yeah. It's fine hearing the crash.
Yes.
What was on your playlist? What song do you remember that you played in here?
The genre, I think, was hip hop.
Okay.
And I played a lot of like Ludacris, 50 Cent.
There you go.
Can't go wrong with them. You can't go wrong.
Yes.
Well, that's good because we get a lot of questions of what am I supposed to play in here? How am I supposed to? You can listen whatever you want to listen to. Mm-hmm, like, we had people come here listen to yoga music. I've had people come here listen to the Halloween theme song? You know?
All
different aspects. But whatever you're in mood with, that's on you. This is your safe place. Once we close these doors, this is all you.
Right.
This is all you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is your practice around this area, are there any good, because we're in Woodbridge, Virginia, are there any good like places to walk around? Are you in Woodbridge as well, or Woodbridge, Prince William?
Well, my practice virtually is in Woodbridge because that's where I live. But when I do in person once a week is in Fairfax.
Okay. Are there any like go-to places that are, let's say someone's listening to us from like this area, any go-to top one or two places to go hiking or whatever around here? Because I don't know any around here. That'll be good for us here.
Hiking, I am not aware of. I know there's a lot of parks.
Right.
I've been to several parks in the area that have a walking trail. And I think the Prince William County has like a recreation center has an app. And it will list all of the parks in our county.
Okay. So you hear that, guys. Have a lot of parts. And are there any go-to places in the area that we could, you know, hey, if you're here, you're in this area, here's where, if you're this person, a yoga person, whatever, any places around here?
I know there is, I think it's called Body Works Yoga.
Okay.
They're in Woodbridge.
Okay.
There's a place I used to go to in Occoquan. I can't remember the name of it, but they do yoga. They do, there's like a lot of different types of yoga classes that they have.
Right.
Some of it's like restorative yoga and chair yoga. Different pieces. Reiki can help with kind of releasing the toxins within the body.
Cool.
But yes. Yes.
Thank you. Because some people may not be thinking it, and they hear that it sparks something, and they spark them to action to working on their mental health by just one person. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What advice would you give to an individual considering utilizing a rage room as a part of their mental self-help regimen?
I recommend going in and having fun, like taking however much time you can in that rage room and focusing on whatever is the thing that's distressing or stressful in their lives, and contact you all, of course. Absolutely. Going on the website, figuring out all the different options that you all offer in the rage room.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. And don't wait.
And then treat yourself afterwards. Like, I usually treat myself to either lunch or dinner of just kind of releasing and then fueling myself afterwards.
Because it's slightly a workout in here, swinging bashes.
It's a workout. It's not slightly. It's a workout.
It's slightly, just a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I was sweating the last time I went. I was sweating and I was sore. I'm like, oh my gosh.
That is always a good thing. It's always a good thing the next time.
For sure. The long sleeve, long pants keeps the heat in.
Yes. For sure. Oh, yes.
And that's good, though. You had on the right attire. Some people come in here, shorts and Crocs. I'm like, where do you think you're going?
yeah. Yes. Wear your protective gear. You don't want to get hurt in the process.
Exactly. You'll make yourself even more mad.
Exactly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, I came here to get out my rage and now.
Right.
I beat up myself in the process.
Exactly.
If the people wanted to reach you, how would they get in contact with you? Because we would like to put you on our website. So if we say, hey, with your package, if you want to still talk to somebody, we have somebody here to talk to. So how would everybody reach you?
The easiest way is to go to my website at www.KarimCounseling.org.
Got it.
Yeah. Got it. And on my website, it has like my contact information. So like they can fill out a contact form. If you want to call me, you can call me. You can send me an email. My email is also on there as well.
Really easy website to navigate. You go there, you know exactly how to do all this.
And you can do it in person and virtual, correct?
Yes.
Beautiful. We're definitely going to be putting your information on our website, if that's okay with you.
Yes, that's okay. Yes.
Okay.
That's
right. That's right. Right. Perfect.
Not my name.
Yeah, don't put my name.
Don't mind me here, right?
That was pretty much all I had.
I don't have anything else.
This was a perfect way, a good intro to, hey, we have somebody, a therapist here, that if you do need to talk, if the rage room didn't do as much as you thought it would, we have somebody that can help out in that way.
Yeah.
Good.
Are there any other professionals like yourself that are in a different branch of mental health that you think would this, if you do know anyone, please send them our way. That we can sit down with them and they may cover a spot and do different things, but also see that need for the rage room. So we definitely looking to growing our network and helping us, helping y'all helping us. It's just helping and helping people come to our website.
In general,
It's
everybody's wellness because we all need support in different areas of our wellness. Just like we focus on that physical health. A lot of people focus on physical health.
Mm-hmm.
And mental health is also important too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 100%.
It contributes to all aspects of our life.
It branches out to everything. For
yes.
Sure.
Yes, exactly. Well, I thank you for inviting me on.
Thank you for letting us go through this interview. I really appreciate it. Thank you for working with us. I know we had these questions, so I'm glad that we covered everything.
Okay, perfect. Awesome.
Do you have anything else?
I'm good. Anything
for me?
Okay, please stay in touch. Stay in touch, please.
I hope that
we come
there again. We definitely gonna slide you. You said you like glass more?
Yeah, I like more of the glass first, and then I like the printer.
Okay.
I don't know what about the printer, but
those paper.
I also have my own printer, so it's frustrating sometimes. But
I cleared it. It should work now, and it still don't work. Bust that thing up.
Why are you not printing?
No ink. What do you mean? I just bought this off Amazon. It should work. No, you don't recognize.
Exactly. All
bust it up.
Yeah. Or paper jam.
More glass and printers.
Gotcha.
We got you.
Yes.
Got you. Well, thank you, Sultana, for joining us. We really appreciate you. You're the first person to ever interview.
Right.
We've ever interviewed.
The first one ever.
So thank you again.
Oh, perfect. Well, thank you for that honor of being the first.
Yes.
All right. Have a good rest.
All right. You have a good day.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Adios.
And that's a wrap. So, yeah. As you saw, we're going to be adding the therapist onto our website, her information. So it's going to be somewhere on there. If you are in need of a therapist, Sultana, she's really good. And if the Rage Room is a part of that, your health or the mental health portion to help, and you need a little bit more, she got you.
Yep. Please reach out to her. She does a lot of stuff, counsels a lot of different types of trauma. So, and when she read it down, we all have some of that, definitely. So reach out to her, please, if you need it. She'll give us a healthy way to release stress and, you know, be the best version of yourself is what we're all trying to do. So.
That's pretty much all we try to promote here. You come in here, if you're stressed, get it out. let it out somewhere and then figure it out.
Let it out in here and not out there in the street.
Yeah. The charges and the law will, you know, change a lot of that.
No one wants a misdemeanor or a felony.
All right, signing off.